Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Istanbul, A Tale of Three Cities by historian Bettany Hughes, is a sweeping narrative history of one of the world's most strategic and symbolically charged places. Rather than treating Istanbul as a single static city, Hughes presents it as three overlapping identities shaped by successive empires, Byzantine Constantinople, Ottoman Istanbul, and the modern metropolis that bridges Europe and Asia. The book draws on archaeology, architecture, travel writing, and political history to show how geography made the city both a prize and a crossroads for trade, faith, and power. Hughes also emphasizes the lived experience of ordinary residents alongside rulers, generals, and religious leaders, using the city's streets, waterways, and monuments as entry points into larger stories. The result is an accessible but detailed portrait of a place where cultures meet, collide, and hybridize, and where the past remains visibly embedded in the urban fabric. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a city shaped by water, trade, and strategic geography. A central theme is how Istanbul's location determines its destiny. Set on the Bosphorus, guarding the passage between the Black Sea and the Mediterranean, the city becomes a natural funnel for commerce and a fortress controlling movement of ships, armies, and ideas. Hughes explores how harbors, seawalls, and the Golden Horn are not background scenery, but tools of survival and dominance. The city's topography helps explain why it repeatedly attracts conquest attempts, and why it can recover and reinvent itself afterward. Geography also makes Istanbul a meeting place for merchants and migrants, creating a constant churn of languages, cuisines, and customs. The book highlights the importance of trade networks, from grain routes and luxury goods to the economic logic behind controlling straits and customs points. This strategic position fuels both prosperity and vulnerability, encouraging ambitious building projects and military innovations. By framing the city as an active participant in history, the narrative shows that Istanbul's power is not only political or religious, but also logistical, engineered through ports, bridges, markets, and maritime know-how. Understanding this geographic logic clarifies why the city remains globally significant across eras. Secondly, Byzantine Constantinople and the making of a Christian capital. Hughes traces the transformation of the city into Constantinople, emphasizing how imperial ambition and religious change intertwine. The Byzantine era is presented through its grand building programs, administrative systems, and the projection of sacred authority. Monumental architecture and ceremonial spaces become instruments of legitimacy, designed to impress subjects and intimidate rivals. The narrative explores how Christianity reshapes civic identity, placing bishops, relics, and theological debates near the heart of politics. This period is not treated as static splendor, it is marked by pressures such as plague, factional conflict, and the constant threat of siege. The city's defenses and provisioning systems demonstrate sophisticated statecraft, while internal tensions reveal that a capital can be powerful yet fragile. Hughes also emphasizes cultural creativity, including art, mosaics, and the intellectual life that radiates from a wealthy imperial center. The account connects local life to international dynamics, showing how Constantinople sits between Latin Christendom and the Islamic world, negotiating diplomacy, trade, and conflict. By the end of this arc, the Byzantine inheritance becomes a foundation that later rulers must either claim, adapt, or overwrite, making it essential to understanding every later Istanbul. Thirdly, conquest, continuity, and Ottoman reinvention. The Ottoman takeover is portrayed as a dramatic turning point that also preserves and repurposes older layers of the city. Hughes focuses on how conquest is followed by deliberate urban policy repopulation, reconstruction, and the creation of a capital fit for a multi-ethnic empire. The Ottomans inherit Byzantine infrastructure and symbolism while developing new institutions, from imperial complexes to charitable endowments that support schools, hospitals, fountains, and markets. This era highlights how power is expressed through urban form, with mosques, bazaars, and public works organizing daily life and broadcasting the legitimacy of rulers. Hughes pays attention to the cosmopolitan character of the Ottoman city, where communities of different faiths and origins operate within imperial frameworks and contribute to commerce and culture. The city becomes a hub of diplomacy and intelligence, as well as trade, attracting travelers, artisans, and administrators. Istanbul's role in the wider Mediterranean and beyond is also emphasized, showing how naval strength and control of routes influence prosperity. The Ottoman story is presented not merely as a replacement of one civilization by another, but as a complex process of adaptation that produces a distinctive, layered metropolis. Fourthly, everyday lives, hidden actors, and the texture of the streets. Beyond rulers and battles, the book emphasizes how ordinary people and overlooked groups shape the city's character. Hughes brings attention to artisans, traders, sailors, religious figures, and women whose social worlds are embedded in neighborhoods, baths, markets, and waterfronts. Istanbul's history emerges through sensory detail, food, textiles, sounds of commerce, and the rhythms of ritual and festival. This approach shows how empire is experienced at street level, where laws, taxes, and religious norms interact with improvisation and local custom. The city's diversity is treated as a lived reality, not an abstract label, with communities forming networks of patronage, craft, and family. Hughes also highlights how disease, fire, and natural disasters repeatedly test urban resilience, forcing rebuilding and altering patterns of residence and work. Everyday infrastructure, such as water supply and public amenities, becomes a measure of governance and social cohesion. By focusing on daily life, the narrative makes large historical shifts tangible when empires change. People still need bread, safety, and belonging. This lens helps readers grasp Istanbul as a human ecosystem where identity is negotiated through work, worship, migration, and the shared use of public space. Lastly, modern transformations and the persistence of the past. The modern city is presented as a continuation of earlier tensions east and west, tradition and modernization, empire and nation-state. Hughes explores how political reforms, shifting borders, and changing global economies reshape Istanbul's institutions and self-image. Modernization projects alter skylines and transport, while older quarters and monuments remain potent symbols contested by different groups. The book highlights how memory is embedded in architecture and place names, turning the city into a living archive where history is not confined to museums. Istanbul's role in global culture, tourism, and international politics underscores that the city still operates as a bridge and a frontier. At the same time, modernization can produce pressures, such as uneven development and debates over heritage preservation. Hughes treats these dynamics as part of a long pattern. Each era reinterprets what the city means and who it belongs to. The city's layered identity becomes a resource for creativity and reinvention, but also a site of argument about values and power. By tracing continuities alongside change, the narrative suggests that Istanbul's defining feature is its capacity to absorb shocks, synthesize influences, and carry multiple histories at once. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want an engaging big-picture history of Istanbul without losing the human scale of the story. It is ideal for travelers seeking context for monuments and neighborhoods, students of Mediterranean and Middle Eastern history, and general nonfiction readers drawn to cities as characters in their own right. The practical benefit is perspective. Hughes helps you see how geography, belief, economics, all, and urban design interact over centuries, which can sharpen how you interpret modern headlines about borders, identity, and cultural coexistence. The narrative also encourages a deeper appreciation of heritage, showing how buildings, rituals, and street life preserve collective memory, even as politics changes. Compared with many single-era studies of Byzantium or the Ottoman Empire, this book stands out for integrating the city's multiple lives into one continuous, readable arc. Its strength is synthesis, bringing archaeological evidence, cultural history, and political drama into a coherent story centered on place. If you want a richly layered understanding of why Istanbul matters and how it became what it is, this is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Bettany Hughes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.